It is the Thursday edition. The what the heck's going on in our parking garage edition. The Evan Cohen and the hunting meat freezer, which isn't something I ever thought I think I would say, edition. He's scheduled to appear coming up at 9:30 from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. It's Wilde and Tausch. No Jason Wilde. He continues to be on assignment, enjoying some well-deserved time off. He'll return next week. My name's Jesse Nelson, normally the producer of this show. I slide over to host it with Jason Gaughan, along with, in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison, our cousin sub of the day producer, Alex Gravatt, Alex G.
That was a tough sports center for Alex G.
Alex G.
Alex G, was that not
he
a tough sport?
He barely ever produces this show. You're going to bash him first.
I'm not
thing.
Bashing him. I listen.
That was a tough sports center.
Well, was it not
Alex
a tough
G.
sports center?
I will say, I had a slip. Greg DeLeg, it's Zerloin, not Joseph. That's on me. Outside of that, fantastic delivery, and I stand by what I did
really?
Today.
So I missed it. Were you talking about Greg Joseph, who is still in competition?
He said Greg the Leg Zerline slash Joseph is in essence.
No, I did not say slash.
You didn't say slash, but that's what you did.
I said Zerline. Oh, Joseph. And I kept going like a trooper.
Yes. Listen, man.
Right, I'm going to go find how many sacks you gave up
AG,
in your career.
I had not as many as you butchered that sports center.
I'm not bashing you
because I know, listen, I have verbal slip. We all do. But then we own it. We own it. Now I got AG all pissed off for the whole show.
And he's in tomorrow, too. We'll see if he comes back.
I bet his sports center will be better tomorrow.
Tausch is in the Everlight Solar
this
Studio.
This way, he's got a 10 o'clock.
Well.
Are you going to have Greg Zerline in your 10 o'clock sports center? You almost have to now. Wait, who does he even play for? Is he on a team
He's got to be retired by now.
I'm checking right now.
I thought he was with the Jets, actually.
He was with the Jets recently. I don't know if he still is. It looks
he's
like...
He's 36.
Is he
current
that old?
Team, New York Jets. He's still on the Jets.
He's
Greg the Leg.
Yeah, but he was that mandatory.
Legatron.
All right, so.
Hi, Tausch.
Hey, buddy. Thank you, AG, for getting us started. That was great, by the way. I think you did that strictly for our show. I don't understand this. So, you know, I come into the studio. Obviously, when it's just you and I, I'm going to try to get in here every day because it's energy, all that other stuff. But when Jason's on, we're both remotely. I enjoy that, too. What I don't enjoy is you come to your office. We have a great office here in the Spark building. It's beautiful. And the parking garage has been great. It's been great. Come in on Tuesday, and they're power washing the deck at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Why are you doing it at 9? Why would you not do it at night? Why would you not do it, like, after 5 when people are done? I don't understand.
You would like them working third shift to do the power washing of the parking garage.
Yes, I would. So, okay, whatever. You're doing it. It should take a day. Okay. Come in. We have Juneteenth off. I have a great day yesterday fishing and golfing. Klausy, shout out to Klausy, another big win in our surf and turf.
Klausy?
Klausy. Rolo and Blaze, they stink. Like, I'm just going to call it how it is.
I don't even, are you talking about fishing or golfing? I don't even know.
So, there's two average golfers. I am a 15, 16, two guys that are like eights. Mm-hmm. And then Klausy is a really good golfer. I'm with Klausy because it's high-low.
Yep.
And then we fish, and however, it's basically for every 5 inches of fish you catch, you get a stroke.
So you have like a biathlon.
We do this every year. Yes, it's usually around this time of the year.
Sure.
So we normally golf first and then fish. Well, because I had a baseball game, et cetera, we fished first. We didn't have a monster day, but we caught 50 inches of more fish, so we got 10 strokes. On these guys.
Okay.
So they come in and they're probably a little down on their dauber.
Yeah, they're upset. Yeah.
I end up just working Rolo solo. Rolo's supposed to be 8 to 10 strokes better than me. I end up beating him by eight or nine strokes. We end up winning by 40 plus, which is.
Oh, no.
That's like a 70 point win in an NBA game. So that part
of it. Alabama against Mercer.
But I digress. So yesterday. You would think, all right, everything's smooth sailing. So I pull in today at 8:30-ish, and I look, and three floors are now being power washed. The same floor that was washed Tuesday, Wednesday, is still being washed. So I open my window and said, hey, what the heck is going on here? Oh, we're clean.
You talked to the guy doing
the
cleaning.
I opened my window up and I said, what are you guys doing? Like, I just want to get an understanding. Places are blockaded off, but the lower level's not. So that's obviously full. The second level, which is where we usually park,
yeah.
It is now 3 days that this is power washed. Hey, the water drains down. What exactly are they doing? Can someone explain it
well,
to me?
Well, what did the guy tell you?
Oh, it takes a while. And I'm like, what do you mean it takes a while? This is 3 days. When is it going to be done? I don't know.
Hey, Johnny, follow up. You didn't think to ask, like, what do you
mean? I'm
like,
not, there's cars behind me. I'm not going to sit there and stand still.
Well,
plus, I had a meeting at 8:30 that I had a meeting with Benny at 8:30 that I was a couple minutes late for. So I just was just dumbfounded that they're taking this long and they're power washing. Why would it take 3 days to power wash a parking ramp? They're not painting. It's power washing the ramp.
Well, it takes a while. As
3 days?
The fella told you. Yeah, well, you could have asked to follow. You didn't ask to follow.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I just had a great job with Johnson & Sons Paving. Wildy's hobby is to power wash. He loves power washing his deck. I am volunteering Wildy to come power wash our parking ramp the next time. I'm going to volunteer him.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't think you should do that without Jason's consent with him on the show. He's going to get back next Wednesday and not realize that he's signed up to power wash the parking
it's
garage
one of his
here in
hobbies.
Madison. He has said that with us, yes. I think he more means like his driveway that probably doesn't take as long of a while to power wash as our parking garage
legitimately,
does.
I don't fully understand because all that is a big driveway. That's what a parking ramp is.
I mean,
is.
There's a lot.
And by the way, it's all slanted downhill. It is graded so that the water and stuff comes down and flushes out. It's not like it's sitting there in puddles.
You think this is like a water slide where you go up on the fifth floor and you just start power and it's going to just drain all the way down? And like, oh, there you go. We did 2 minutes. Just hit, boop, boop, it's clean.
Legitimately, yes. That's why it's graded that way.
No, that's not. You got to like focus the surge.
What do you
the,
know about power washing?
Well, apparently more than you.
No.
You got to like,
power washed back on the farm all the time. I know what power washing's about.
I power washed our fence, which hadn't been power washed, I don't think, since our old owners of our home had moved out last year. And that took a while. It took multiple days to get the fence done.
Should what is happening take a full week over at the parking garage?
I would think not.
Okay, thank you. That's all I'm saying. I was irritated Tuesday, but I'm like, all right, fine. Why you're doing it in the heart of the day, I don't fully understand. I understand that you're close to the music venue and there's night. So I was okay with it. All right. Yep. Cool. All right. Wednesday. Yep. All right. Now we're going on 3 days and you're still the second floor of the parking ramp is still closed because you're washing it?
So, all right. 844-770-3776. If you're a public worker who has experience in the power washing of a industrial structure, please give us a call.
You're not
going to
give me an answer that's going to suffice.
Other than it takes a while, according to the guy that Tausch rolled his window down to talk to as he pulled into the parking garage coming into work.
I can't sit here and tell you. If there's firsthand info, I want it. And I thought, well, maybe something happened with the power wash or something. No, it's just how it is.
The only answer you got was it takes a while.
That is the answer I got, yes.
I love that. 844-770-3776. If you have any expertise or experience with this situation, Tausch would love to know so he can be less perturbed by the parking
situation. I really am just curious. Like, maybe I'm just being a jerk star about this. Maybe I don't understand or comprehend, but why on earth would it take that long? Can either of you guys give me an answer?
You know, I come off as someone who's like not easily rattled. I'm chilling. I've got the long hair. I seem pretty, you know, love and peace.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm in a vehicle, there's nothing that gets me more riled up than being mildly inconvenienced. However, I got here at 7 o'clock this morning. I got here nice and early to start setting up. You said last time I was on the show, are you nervous? No? Well, you should be. And so I got here early to set myself up for success.
I want people on edge, yes.
I got to park on wherever I wanted. No one was there telling me where to park.
That's not true. At 7
you couldn't park. There's signs up. Don't park here. You couldn't park on a second floor.
I parked on the ramp on the way up. There was nothing there.
So you're one of the few cars
so
that's now
so you're telling me they just slapped the do not parks up on the side, even though there's
no. There was
yellow cords of do not park here, all this other stuff. And why? The worst that's going to happen, a little water is going to hit my tires.
Great. I need a car wash anyway.
844-770-3776. Please, if you have more experience with power washing a large industrial structure, we need your help figuring out what the heck's going on in our parking garage at ESPN Madison today. 844-770-3776. I'm surprised that you are this annoyed. Well, I'm not. But
why would you be surprised by that?
Because here's the like, you are all about supporting when we have workers who are out taking care of the roads during
snow
the winter.
You're not going to find a bigger snowplow right. driver advocate because they have a tough job and they're. It's time urgent, right?
Time
it has to be
yeah.
done. This you could literally do any time of the year, anytime, and you do it now. During the week, and I get doing it for a day, and if you have to shut things down, totally understand. I can't comprehend three, and I would guess if I come in tomorrow, it'll be a fourth day. And I would guess if I come in Monday, they still are going to have residue.
Takes a while, because Alex G keeps parking in the way on the second floor when he gets here so early in the morning. So whenever I'm driving around and I see construction happening, and they say, like, this ramp is closed from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Wednesday.
No problem with that. It's night shift. That's when it should be done.
I feel bad for those workers that, like,
why?
They're being...
Their safety is going to be much more apt at night than in the morning, than in a rush hour situation.
So the power washers in the garage this morning, like, it's great that they get to do this during regular business hours. They get to go home and have dinner with their families. They get to wake up and get the kids to school. When you're switching your entire day around, being a construction worker who has to go in at 11 p.m., midnight to go work on the roads just so that
I would
out of
so
the way.
Much
like,
if I was
I feel
so,
bad for those workers.
If I put myself in their shoes, and by the way, I've done a lot of labor like this, I would much prefer not having a ton of cars coming and some jack wagon and a great Chevy Tahoe opening his window asking what the hell is going on. I'd much rather be doing it midnight to 5 a.m. when there's nobody here and I can go about my business and get it done quicker, more efficiently. So spare me with that. I don't buy your argument on that. I just don't.
I feel bad for the workers. I appreciate that they're getting to do it during regular
plenty
time.
Of people,
and if it means I
plenty
have to park
of people
on...
got third shift jobs, Jesse. Plenty of people.
It's not like the entire
I feel bad for a nurse that has to work 48 hours in a row.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad if somebody's doing a shift 10 to 7. Like, I've done game night on ESPN. That's a four-hour shift
that
till
going
2.
For you?
It was fine because I signed up for that gig. And by the way, would I rather have been on primetime and had a ton more viewers and listeners? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the opposite when you're doing manual labor. I want less people around so that I can get my job done more efficiently.
All right, efficiently. 844-770-3776.
Well, I got to pound points with you because you're saying things like, I just think, it would be nice if this happened.
You're Mr. Snowplower. You're Mr. Johnson & Sons Paver.
I am all about because those jobs, this stuff is what makes the world go round. I'm on board. But I want it's easier. You don't want to completely mess up all of your consumers, A. And B, it's easier for the workers to do it when there's less people around. It just is.
So when you're calling Gina Della for those new windows, are you going to be annoyed if they come and they're doing it at 10 a.m. or you want them doing it in the overnight hours? Or what?
Well, first off, it's not going to take 5 days. I can assure you that. It'll be installed. It's going to be done professionally and beautifully on time. And you know what? If you have an older home and you need new windows, well, the way they did things a century ago, it is a little different than today. So give Pella a call. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. AG, what's your favorite era?
The Baroque.
Baroque.
That's a good one.
That is. Yeah. I had not heard of that, but Cenozoic, Paleozoic, those eras, we'll match it up. It doesn't matter what kind of home you live in. And if you order today from Pella, you get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends June 30th of 2024. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
We do have some developments on the Packers kicking competition up in Titletown, plus plenty more to dive into. Some interesting commentary from Terrell Buckley earlier this week on the Homer Hour. We're going to get to plenty of Packers conversation coming up. Also, Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, scheduled to appear about 15 minutes from right now. And Tausch heard something on Unsportsmanlike this morning that he wants to dive into prior to Evan's appearance. So we will do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
An expert weighing in on the power washing situation.
I want to learn. I want to understand why it takes a week to power wash a parking ramp. I want to learn.
Jesse and Tausch today on Wildy and Tausch. Jason Wildy on assignment. He'll be back next week. Evan Cohn of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio scheduled to appear coming up in our next segment. Alex Gravatt in the Everlight Solar Studio with Tausch and I.
AG.
Today's producer. All right. Casey in Sheboygan texts in 844-770-3776. Used to do maintenance during the summers for a building on the square when I was in college at UW-Madison.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, we were asked to work 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. on a Sunday to Monday to power wash the parking garage.
Did he get paid extra?
They made sure no cars were parked in it from over the weekend. We had about five college guys. It was a five-story parking ramp done in less than 8 hours.
Thank you.
I get being family-friendly, but a perfect situation to pay time and a half to some college dudes who don't mind staying up all night.
So, Casey just proved my point.
He did.
Okay.
Also, many, many people chiming in to share that third shift workers get a shift premium for working the inconvenient schedule.
There's a
overnight.
Lot of people. I had friends that worked after high school and got third shift, and you make more money. So, is it inconvenient? I want, when you have a family and stuff like that, I think it's probably a little different because you obviously, well, maybe it's even better because you're working while they're, I don't know. I can't get into all that, but what I will say is there is a convenience to what the old boy was just saying, not having cars around. You, as workers, you would think if you're doing road construction, you probably want to have it where there's less cars, where there's not going to be a bunch of you're going to narrow it down to one lane. Do you want it to be at 5 o'clock when everybody's leaving, or do you want it to be at 4 a.m. when anybody out on the road? It probably is common sense to say let's do it in the morning.
Well, wait a minute, though. We've got another text here from a 608.
Maybe I don't want to hear this one.
Hey, Tausch.
Okay.
Every city has noise ordinances. You can't run power washing machines overnight. A quick Google search shows Madison ordinance for the use of construction equipment, including lawnmowers and other noisy equipment, is limited to the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. Well, that needs to change. Get an exemption for parking garages. Like, that just makes no sense.
It's and next by the to way, a concert hall.
I don't believe. Yeah, there's music playing till 11 p.m. right here. So, boo-hoo-y on all that. I know the AmFam concert, when it's over, but it has to be done at 10. By the way, I like that. 10 o'clock, you got to go. I'm not worried if there's going to be lighters being lit up. Oh, let's do an encore. Nope, it's 10 o'clock, man. The ordinance, hey, I'm good. Parking stuff, there are roads that get done. It just is common sense to do it this way. So, yes, I think ordinances and things can get in the way. And I appreciate that point being brought up. But that doesn't mean I'm going to agree with it. It's dumb.
Continue to share your expertise on the text line, preferably not Scuba Chad, 844-770-3776, if you have any experience like Casey and Sheboygan in power washing garages. Now, did the city ordinance not exist when Casey did this a few years ago, like power washing the garage on the square?
A power washer is not running a chainsaw. Like, it's not
it can be loud.
It's not that loud. You're not, you're not running a jackhammer. Like, if you don't want a jackhammer at 4 in the morning, I get it. Power washing, come on. Wildy can handle it. If Wildy can handle something, we ain't calling it power equipment.
Would you stop bashing the guy?
I'm not bashing him. Yeah, I'm just curious.
You bash G in the first segment. You bash Wildy now.
I didn't bash G. I made an observation.
Are you going to bash Evan when he's coming up with us next?
Of course.
What was the deal that you heard on Unsportsmanlike
this
morning?
So he is just completely and utter dumbfounded that people have second fridges or freezers that they put stored meat. Like, if you get a half of a cow, or if you win a meat raffle, or if you go fishing and catch a bunch of salmon like old T, and you have the garage that you can put that frozen salmon in. You, like, I thought that was common knowledge, and he acted like Robert Herjavec on Shark Tank when somebody brought an idea to him, and he's like, well, I didn't know that. What do you mean you didn't know that? It's like a pencil. Just easy, common knowledge things. Evan acted like somebody had just split the atom in saying that they have garage freezers that have garage or basement freezers, and I would bet a vast majority of people have that. You do, I'm sure.
We have, so in our house, we have a finished part of our basement and an unfinished part of the basement. In the unfinished part, we do have a second freezer where we keep the overflow frozen food. And that can be meat that we win at the meat raffle or we get at the meat store on discount or whatever. There's some frozen pizzas in there for a rainy day type situation. Or there's like, oh, we keep the ice cream down
there.
Yeah,
a little ice cream.
The tub of ice cream. You get the brandy slush when you...
a brandy slush and a little 5 gallon pail. Yep.
Yep, you put that in that freezer downstairs. My parents had the same thing at our house growing up. Obviously, like if you live in an apartment, you live in a condo, you probably don't have this type of situation.
Yeah, but I bet you got one of those little mini fridges.
No, everybody, not necessarily.
I don't know if you can have enough fridges. I mean, how many fridges does a guy need?
When I live, and I've lived
fridge slash freezer.
I've lived in a good share of apartments. I've only ever had the fridge that like came with the apartment was the only fridge I ever. I never had a separate mini fridge that I brought. Gee, what's your living state? You got a fridge or whatever?
By the way, I enjoy the freezer being on the bottom of the fridge too a lot. But when I grew up, it was the freezer on top of the fridge.
Yeah, I like the freezer.
The bottom freezer, 100 times better than the top.
I'm rocking with a top freezer right now. It's not bad, but when you close the fridge door too hard,
pops open.
Yeah. Don't like that.
Sounds kind of shoddy.
Oh, no. I live in a beautifully renovated apartment for not very much. I'm very happy with my living situation. But I lived with 8 dudes a couple years ago.
No, that's your first mistake.
2 fridges and a big chest freezer.
Yeah.
Necessary.
There you go.
Necessary. Yeah. Plus a beer mini fridge.
But that's even like fresh out of college or in college, was that?
My super senior year. Yes, yeah. I did a victory lap.
Super senior year.
I was a transfer. Give me a break.
Listen, I think you should stay in college as long as you can. Somebody's going to cover it.
Super senior year, Alex G has the chest freezer for the spare extra
meat. It's just amazing to me that this prominent radio host who's lived in Florida and he's lived in New York, I don't know if he was ever in Beaver Dam, he's lived all over the place, had no concept of someone having, you know, he's not living in like a one bedroom joint in Westchester. He's got a shack. He's in a gated community. Okay? And you don't think he's got 2 freezers? Like that, it blows my mind that he would be so dumbfounded by this.
Can't wait to talk about it with him coming up next. You got to go to Quick Trip, and when you get like that bacon wrap pork and you get some of the other great, like the take home meals, you want to keep those, you can put them in the extra fridge or wherever you got
to
go.
Well, you know, it's baseball season and I'm going to tournaments. We got another one down in Jesse's country this weekend out of Muskego. I'm fairly certain we'll stop and load up on snacks and drinks for everything that you're looking for. And you know I'm going to make my stop at Quick Trip using my Quick Rewards, and you're not going to want to miss out on this deal. Head to your local Quick Trip today. Purchase select Gatorade, Gatorlite, Gatorade Water, or Fast Twitch products using your Quick Rewards, and you're going to be automatically entered to win a game day prize pack. You can win 4 tickets to a suite for the Brewers July 21st game against the Minnesota Twins. But that's not all. You could also be able to watch batting practice and even throw out the first pitch. Plus a $500 gift card to the team store and another $500 as a Quick Trip gift card, batting practice, gift cards, a view from the suites, and throwing out the first pitch just by grabbing some Gatorade. Get all the contest details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. No purchase is necessary.
Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. Tonight.
Evan Cohen is the host of Unsportsmanlike, weekday mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Who's less likely to go hunting, Evan or Wilde? Like, the more we've been doing this now, those two are, they're eerily similar in way more ways than I thought. Way more similar.
Wildy's never going hunting. I'm pretty confident in saying that.
I don't think Evco is either.
Evan. Kevin, good morning. You got stocked, everything stocked up in the chest freezer for the big party you're going to be hosting in about a month for your unsportsmanlike
crew? Oh my God. What a disaster this is becoming.
Have you ever been more wrong about something? Like, you were admonished by pretty much every text, tweet, and guest that came on your show this morning.
Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, good job by you. Thank you for bringing that up from our show this morning about the idea of the meat from hunting in the freezer, or the second freezer, I should say. It was a big theme in terms of the garage.
Yep.
I never said people didn't do it. I said I was unaware of it. So, wait, Tausch, you're saying by me being unaware of it, I'm wrong? Isn't that just ignorant to something?
Okay, unaware or just completely obtuse. I don't know how you want to look at it. You could look at it from both sides of it. But the fact that you didn't comprehend that at all makes me wonder, you know, Joshy Big Cat DiMaggio said it might be a geographical thing. I understand it's probably space is a little tighter, but you have like a mammoth estate up in Westchester. I would think that you got like freezers everywhere up there.
What do you mean I have a mammoth estate? Where are you getting off?
Because
saying
I listen to your show daily. I hear Canty. Canty's got his great place in South Carolina, but he's always talking about, well, it's not the gated community spot that you got.
You don't realize that that's deflecting? You don't realize that that is getting away from the fact that this guy said
Smalls does it too. She's telling you how big the gated community. All I hear is gated community when I hear from you.
I do not live in a gated community. I promise you.
Well, I don't care. I mean, hey, kudos to you if you do. I'm not mad about it, but I'm just shocked that you didn't have any concept that people have an extra fridge. Like, Jesse goes up north and he tries to win these meat raffles. He needs to have an extra freezer.
Gotta have the extra freezer.
I catch a ton of salmon. I'm, you know, the rugged outdoorsman I am, going and bringing all this. You gotta have a spot to put this stuff.
Wait, but Tausch, I never said I don't have an extra freezer. I said I don't have hunted meat in the freezer.
Oh, well, I missed that part. I thought that was the main premise of the whole argument. Okay, so you...
No, I mean, I was just, if we're going to be real about this, do you want to be real about it?
I don't.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
I don't think I want to be real about it. I don't.
Okay,
no.
Well...
If you want to, go for it. But, yeah, if you want to, go for it.
All right. Well, okay, here's the reality. The God's honest truth. Sorry, I'm in the parking garage.
Evan, you're in the parking garage. Are all the spaces available, or is there four floors that are canceled out because somebody's power washing?
Why? What happened?
Well, the first segment of the show, I was ranting because I'm in studio. I go to park today, and three of the floors are blocked off with police tape and cones because they're power washing for the third straight day, which just blew my mind.
Yeah, that would bother me.
And he rolls the window down to ask the guy why.
In the middle of the day, they're doing it, not at night.
Yeah, that would bother me. That's not right. Not right.
Thank you, Evan. That's the first time I've agreed with you.
It's like a construction. Well, construction should be done overnight, right?
Road construction, parking garages. Yes, I couldn't agree more. Yes. All right, what was your point?
Tausch is on to something.
Thank you.
What was my point?
Yeah.
My point is, what was... Oh, what? I have four different freezers and fridges in my house.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Four freezers. Wow.
Jeez, what are you doing with all that?
Somebody's doing really well. Yeah. Congratulations on all your success.
Wow.
What?
Four.
Four freezers? I don't know if Bill Gates has four freezers.
Well, no, I need to explain myself, okay? I need to explain myself. So only two of them.
I don't think you do. It sounds like you're crushing life.
I think we figured it out.
We need to ask you questions, I think, is what happened.
Tausch, well, I mean, Jesse, like a fridge, like a mini fridge.
That's not what you said. You're saying big freezers.
I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not.
Okay, well, I love how uncomfortable you're getting. All right, go ahead. So why do you have so many freezers if you're not getting hunted?
Okay,
meat?
So basically when I used to do the show that I was on prior to Unsportsmanlike at home, in the basement, I'm like, you know what? Why don't I put a fridge in there, like a mini fridge in there, because of the fact that I am going to be down there by myself in the morning. I don't want to have to go upstairs, wake up my family when I need something. Why not put it down there? So I did that. Then I think we got one as a gift, like a mini fridge. So I have, that's three now, with the one that I own, obviously, in the kitchen, and then those two. And then we realized, we kind of need a full-fledged one, so I bought another one, but I didn't throw out the other one. So that's how you get to four. So what I've done with that since I have the regular fridge or freezer combo, whatever, in the kitchen that comes with the house. I have another big one, regular size, in the basement. I have one mini one in the garage, and one mini one, you'll be into this, in the guest room, where we have like a drawer kind of thing on the desk that's supposed to be pulled out for a printer,
mm-hmm.
that I actually put a mini fridge for when somebody stays at the house.
For water, water
stuff. Like a hotel room. Yeah.
Evco. Yes, very nice. That's
all right. That's actually considerate. Now, I don't want anybody staying at the house, but nonetheless.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, that is really nice. Well done by you.
Setting up to Airbnb that house out. It seems like what the plan would be there. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio joining us.
There's no plan to Airbnb. Where would you get that? Why would you make that leap?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. Why would you, Jesse?
Where's the only other place that you would have a mini fridge in a room that you're sleeping in?
I'll say this. It's always nice if you're staying with friends. If you're staying with friends and you're in the guest room, and they leave a couple of bottles of water by the nightstand, you're always like, gosh, that's thoughtful. And sometimes, they leave a toothbrush.
Right.
Any of those little things.
My God,
little shampoos
right.
that are fresh and clean, not like some old stank bar of soap that you got to use, but like fresh.
You're just describing a hotel.
No, you're describing thoughtful friends.
No.
But he doesn't invite people over. This is entirely for Airbnb.
If you don't think he invites people over, he's not having people stay in his house when he's not there. Like, you're much more apt to invite people over than to have people come to your house when you're gone.
Well, how else is he going to pay for this beautiful monster mansion in Westchester?
He's got 7 jobs. He works hard. All right, Evco, continue to tell me how right I am. I always appreciate that. Yes.
Tausch is so right on so many levels. I don't even know if you have enough time in the show for me to go on about how right Tausch is. Let's go through this for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
First of all, conceptually, what a great observation. If I don't want people in the house when I am there, why the hell would I want them in the house when I'm not there?
You definitely would not.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. That's number one. Number two, another great observation by old T today. If you go and stay at someone's house and they actually put care in setting up a guest room for you, you are so likely to want to come back.
Tier 1.
If they don't, and you have that half-used Pert Plus shampoo, and you have, you know, the bar of soap that you don't want to know where the hell it's been. And you feel like you need flip-flops in the shower, and the shower curtain is so old it's turning all rotten and brown in
there.
You
should call Kohler Services. You should call Kohler Services, first of all, and help them get their bathroom stuff together. Okay, continue.
That's right. And you are now going to think differently about that friend. What Tausch is actually presenting is the Tauscher family, if they are to have a guest, is obviously entertaining someone that they like and that likes them. But what the Tauscher family is then doing, saying, you know what, guest X, we want to be number one in the power rankings of your friends. And if we put together a great guest bathroom and we have water bottles by your bed, we are moving to number one overall. We are the Patrick Mahomes of guests. Of rooms and houses that you could stay in.
So I have a question. I got a question for you.
He's putting basically a Nathan Peterman together in his house.
You don't want people over there, Jesse.
I have a friend who's come, a tier one friend, coming up tonight with his dog, Corey and Rufus. Rufus is coming back.
Yeah, but you complained and thought it was really IPT that he asked you to watch the dog for 2 weeks. And by the way, you were right.
Yeah, it was a long time to watch his dog when the dog doesn't listen very well. They're coming up tonight. You're telling me we've got a guest room they stay in. We got the bed made. The bathroom is plenty clean. We've got like the bottles of shampoo and body wash that is only for guests that's out in the bathroom downstairs, nice and clean, ready for them. You're telling me there's a huge difference between if I put a bottle of water on the nightstand or not for Corey when he's
sleeping
overnight.
Everybody likes to have a little water.
100%.
Yeah, got to have water.
Because if you think about what that actually alleviates, it alleviates an ask from a guest who's already made the ask.
Yep, and they're like, gosh, I feel welcome. I can't. They really want me here, and I really appreciate that.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And that's what makes Evan so nervous about hosting this party. in a month or whenever it is with your whole unsportsmanlike crew. You sounded this morning, and I'm driving in, you sounded jittery and like nothing. It's one of those can't-win situations that you put yourself in, and you don't know what the results are going to be because all it takes is one or two bad things. You have a bad bowl of punch or whatever it might be, and the entire party could be a disaster for you and great fodder for the radio.
That's right. You're 1,000% right. Again, this is you're onto something. It's a good day for you today.
Yeah, I'm having good a good
job.
Day. Feel fresh.
Good
had
job.
All those extra it steps from good. The parking garage. It's got me my mind really
yep.
working.
All right. Good job by Bulaga scripting your takes today. Excellent.
Yep.
I think that you're right. How about this, Tausch? I'm sure you've thought the same thing. You have people over. Are they going to judge you? You have too nice of a house? Or do you have not enough of a nice house, right? Because they have built me as having this, like, mansion.
Yeah, that's for
like,
sure.
Oh, it's fine. But, like, then if it's like, wait, why does he have such a nice house? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, does he make so much more than I do?
Yes.
It becomes a salary thing in many ways. Plus, they have not met my wife. My wife is wonderful. You have met my wife. Is it a thing where it's like, why is she with him? Which I would say, is it... I don't get their relationship because she's like wonderful and he's him. Like, then I have to think about that. In addition, what type of food are you getting? If I hire people to help with catering, like, oh, he's going to have like people helping at the house.
Mm-hmm.
If I hire, you know, like, there's so much pressure.
Are you doing a sit down? Don't do a sit down, would be my thing. You have to
No.
Okay, good.
No. I'll tell you what the leader in the clubhouse is right now. Tell me what you think about
it. All right.
This. The leader in the clubhouse, because it's been a theme on the show, is hiring a company that does at-home hibachi.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. That sounds absolutely fantastic.
Sounds bougie is what that sounds
it
is, like.
It's bougie, but it's fantastic, yes.
I mean, Jesse, we could sit here and deny it. How the hell are we not going to be bougie with this crew? I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, why wouldn't you just do burgers and brats and dogs, throw them in the crock pot, and have everybody come over and make your own?
Musty mac and cheese.
Yeah,
that's what Jesse
gets. Have a great
day. So chips, how many hibachi beans? Grills Cookout. Will you have there? Not just one, right?
I don't know, because I haven't done that. I haven't done the homework yet on how that's going to happen.
I am curious how that plays. That is a fantastic
That sounds like way too much work.
By the way, Tausch,
yep.
I'm paying for it, I guess. Like, I'm not asking them for money. I'm not going to expense it, right? It's very tricky spot. I mean, it's going to be thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it'll be very expensive. I can't imagine what a hibachi in Westchester County in a gated community. I have no idea how expensive that's going to be. So before you had another great point that I agreed with big time today I'm going to bring up, but what would you do if a former quarterback teammate of yours stayed at your house and only brought a toiletry kit? That's all that this quarterback brought. And then 3 years later, your wife says, what do you want me to do with this toiletry kit that you didn't know he left there? Do you ship it back to him? Do you wait till you see him? Do you throw it out? Do you go through the toiletry kit? What would you do if that happened to you?
All right, interesting. So first of all, how do you not... You want to talk about a house being big. Your house must be so big you don't even notice a toiletry kit.
No, we got a nice house. Yeah, I'm not... Hey, listen, I'm not going to run... We got a nice house. I enjoy our house, yeah. Not gated, but I do enjoy it.
There's a part of your house where you guys do not frequent to a point that 3 years later you notice that someone left something.
Well, in fairness, I think Sarah noticed it probably like 2 or 3 days after, but then I just like, just, I don't... Whatever. It's fall, it's busy... I'm not going to worry about it. And then just recently, for my birthday, she did a big... I had complained about her not having pictures hung up and some boxes still. She did a big sweep while I was in Peru. She did that, got home, and it was awesome. And then she brought back, hey, I found this. What do we want to do with it? And that's why I thought I'd bring it up, because we've been talking about house guests, et cetera.
Yeah. I think considering who your former quarterbacks were, you may want to put that on eBay. Is really the move? I mean, you're always looking to make money.
Some old toothpaste and some used razors
Jason's the eBay expert. Let him help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason sells his own hangers.
That's actually... What a great point. I will give this to Jason to sell on eBay. That is what a great idea. Beautiful idea, Evan. That's so what we're going to do, especially in June and July. All right, Evan, before we let you go, you said something beautiful today. And I had thought what of it, the idea that...
You're being way too nice to each other today.
Well, it's sports are much better off when there is a dynasty.
Because, oh, my God, it's not even close. Anyone who argues otherwise is nuts.
Go ahead.
Nuts. Oh, I'm just going to say, anybody who argues otherwise is nuts. Let me tell you something right now. Every Packers fan listening on ESPN Wisconsin, okay, if I told you the Packers were not going to be the dynastic team, understand this. It is still good for the sport that you love more than any other sport if the Bears are the dynasty team. You can deny it till the cows come home. It is so much better for every single sport to have a dynasty team that you can live through and watch even if you hate them. My favorite NBA team is the Miami Heat. I hate the fact that the Celtics could enter into a dynasty.
You and know they what I also celebrate realized? Down in Miami just to rub it in a little bit?
I don't think that's not exactly what they're doing. I talked to a friend of mine today about that. You know,
Udonis has them.
And we had this conversation. They are absolutely doing that on purpose because every other team celebrated in Vegas when they win the championship. That's become a thing. You don't think that's on purpose? They're going to Miami? Of course it is. Point that I'm making is, what am I, an idiot? Of course the NBA is better if the Celtics win all these titles now moving forward. It's so much more interesting. People are lost if they don't yearn for the days of the Warriors. Because guess what? Everyone listening whose favorite sport is likely football right now probably hated the Warriors. Do you hate the Celtics and the Mavs?
Do we hate the Chiefs, though, right now?
Well, we will. Not yet, but
see,
we will.
I think it is trending that way. I'm starting to not like them.
This is what I wanted to say in response to this, that I don't think it's about dynasties. I think sports are better when there's a clear villain. The Miami Heat with LeBron in the Big Three was a clear villain. The Golden State Warriors...
The finals 4 years in a row!
Golden State was likable until Durant got there, then it got more interesting because they became the villain.
They're both dynastic teams. You're proving Evan's point.
Exactly.
How many times has there been a villain?
Jesse, okay, name me a villain in sports that's not part of a great team for on-court reasons. I don't mean someone that's done something bad off the court, obviously.
You can't.
Ndamukong Suh?
Yeah, Ndamukong Suh. He won
a championship in Tampa.
Well, that we were talking about when he was with the Detroit Lions, and he was stomping on.
I agree, but that's
face?
Packer fans. He's talking big picture.
Maybe it's semantics, though. Villain and considered a bad guy are two different things. And by the way, Couch could probably vouch for this. Everyone says Ndamukong Suh is actually a great guy that did bad things on the field.
Yeah, I don't know how great of a dude he is, but he was a really. I mean, I'll tell you one thing: he's strong as a bull. That I know. Your argument just doesn't hold
like
any
the
water.
Right now, I think what made the NBA Finals boring for me is there was no villain to root against. Boston was, you want them to be a villain, but they're not yet. No, last year was boring, too.
If Denver was in it and they would have won back-to-back and Jokic would have, like, skipped out on the parade to go back to his, home country to play with his horses, all of a sudden, he'd be a thing. Like,
no, they're too likable.
For the NBA.
They're too likable. They're too boring.
Steph Curry is maybe the most likable player of our lifetime, and he was on the most villainous team in the last 10 years in sports.
Not until Durant got there.
And then exactly!
Draymond started doing his stuff. Yeah, right, but...
Well, how do you know that? Because they won.
Until Durant got there, I was, pulling for Golden State in those first couple of finals. I was excited when they were in it. I wanted to watch them. But the dynasty portion, it happened to coincide with when Durant got there because they didn't win the 1 year. And they're like, well, we got to get better. Let's get the best player in the game to come join the team. And then they became the villain, and it was so much fun to root against them when they went on those huge winning streaks and made it to the finals all the time. And LeBron with the homecoming.
You're literally proving Evan's point.
Are you arguing my side or your side?
To me, I was actually thinking it was Evan talking.
The longer a dynasty goes on, there's a better chance that it becomes a great villain. But, Denver's a great example. If the Denver Nuggets went to three straight finals, they wouldn't be a villain. Jokic isn't a villain. Jamal Murray's not a villain.
Oh, my God. Oh, really? So, all right. So, let's start with Michael Porter Jr., whose brother gets kicked out of the NBA for gambling and has two other brothers in jail. You don't think that becomes a storyline if they win two straight? You don't think so?
With the role he played on that team last year? No. He's not one of the two or three best players on the team.
Jesse, you could not be more off on this.
Yeah, I know he's really
wrong. You're applying your current logic towards a team that's not dynastic to when they become dynastic, and en route to get there, they would make moves and say things that would get fans to either love or hate them because they'd be in the spotlight more and more.
That's a fun word, dynastic. Dynasties are good for sports, period, end of story, boop, boop, boop. Evan, before you go, Udonis Haslam, you have raved about him. He's now on ESPN. You see him all the time. Where do you rank him? And since Jesse is hosting with me, where's his tierdom on your friendship level? Where you want it to be tier one. Do you think he views you as a friend? How have you approached this? Because you probably were a little googly-eyed when you first started and you first met him. And now you're trying to, is it become more natural, that friendship? Give us a kind of preview.
Yeah, that's a good question. We're getting there. Because I think I maybe I've gone a little too googly-eye at time. I'm not going to lie about that.
Give me the worst googly-eye thing you've done. What have you done that's googly?
Well, I was literally late for a segment today because I was talking to him in the hallway outside of the bathroom. Okay. I don't know that you can get more googly.
That's googly. It's pretty googly.
That's googly. Yeah.
You know what I was? I was Tom Googly.
Tom Gugliotta. Yeah, I remember Tom. Pretty good little wing. Actually, would be really good in today's NBA. A stretch three or four that could shoot it a little bit?
No, I actually think Tom Gugliotta would be more of a stretch 4 or 5 in today's
game. Yeah, but he can shoot, and he's a big dude. That's what today's NBA is about. So Googs would be better in today's game than he was probably back in the old days.
How would he be viewed on the Nuggets?
Probably.
He'd be part of a dynastic operation.
Terrible dropping, Jesse.
Thank you, Evan.
I still don't understand Jesse's argument. We like villains, and here's why. When they win a lot, we start to hate them, which is a dynasty.
So college football, Clemson had a dynasty for, 5, 6 years?
We started to hate Dabo.
Yeah, everybody hated Dabo. Now he's kind of almost becoming...
I view Clemson as a non-fan. I'm like, blah.
Yeah, but now. That's not where they were 2 or 3 years ago.
No, a few years ago it was the same thing.
Remember, Dabo was the number one guy in terms of anti-NIL, anti-transfer portal. We started hating him. I mean, you're telling me people listening in the great state of Wisconsin right now don't have opinions on Nick Saban? I guarantee if you were just to take the dynastic people and programs and teams over the last 10 to 15, 20 years in sports, and you would open up the phone lines and say, give me your opinion on this person, whether it's Belichick or Brady or Mahomes or Reed or Curry or Durant or Nick Saban or any of these people that you would look at and say, do you have an opinion on them?
But since they've retired, I think Nick Saban now is going to be universally loved. I agree that he was hated at Alabama, but the respect and what he accomplished, now everybody wants to pick his brain and listen to what he has to say. Same thing with Belichick. I think Belichick is hated. Oh, he cheated. He did this. So while it's going on, yes, but then I think there's so much admiration after they're done and it's over that people flip that script and time brings it back that they're loved after they're hated.
And because of the fact they had a dynasty, they're top of mind for all of us. You could be an all-time great, not have a dynasty, retire, and not be top of mind. For example, Roy Williams, one of the greatest college basketball coaches ever. Nobody has – I mean, well, maybe Wisconsin does like I do because of the Dick Bennett stuff years ago where he ripped Wisconsin. But you get my overall point. Like, nobody really has an opinion on him because we all – oh, great coach. All right, next. Like, everyone has an opinion on those teams and players for those dynastic teams. When you say it's better for sports, I think it is sports, Tausch. I think sports lose out when they don't have dynasties, and those teams, those leagues should be working every single day to figure out how can we legally, morally, and ethically create a system where dynasties can exist?
Maybe like what the W is doing. Maybe this whole thing with the W isn't all this strife and everything that we're hearing about. Maybe it is part of the plan, and if it is, I totally think it's a great move because passion drives sports, and passion, love and hate, not just love. That's a wrap.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, probably my best ever with Evan Cohen. Evan, We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll get a little bit more because I think Jesse just had a party. We didn't even get to that today. We'll discuss the party planning.
I got some tips for you when we talk to you next week, Evan, on having the office over for a party at your house. We did it last weekend. I'll give you some pointers.
Musty mac and cheese.
Yeah, you're the one I want pointers on. Yeah, thanks, Jesse.
Bye, Evan.
Bye.
That went a lot of different routes, but
sure
your
did.
Whole argument on rivalries and dynasties made no sense.
No, it does make sense. We'll dive further into it here in a minute.
I don't know if we do. It's a pretty shallow pool.
More next, Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Urban Meyer.
What about him?
Better villain for college football than Dabo Swinney or Nick Saban.
Oh, for sure.
Or Kirby Smart.
For sure. It's because he was a jerk store, though.
Right. He's a better villain. And he never had a dynasty at Ohio State.
He did not, but he kind of did it within the Big Ten, he did.
He won back-to-back at Florida. And sure, the Ohio State was good, but when we're talking dynasties, we're not talking...
There's nobody...
The Green Bay Packers don't have a dynasty because they won a bunch of NFC North titles.
I agree. They had a dynasty in the 60s. And I think when you talk about Urban Meyer, it's because of his smugness. I think it's because of all the success. I think it's because of a lot of the off-the-field stuff. Nick Saban, I never hated Nick Saban. I appreciated and respected what Nick Saban was able to build. Same thing with Dabo. Now, there gets a point where you get sick of it. And I think Evan's point is, you need to have, you don't want milk toast. I don't want just plain old bread, okay? I want sourdough. I want a little something-something on there. Get a little spice. You don't want just to have bland. And I think sports have become too bland. The NBA season this year was way too bland. For as much as I've railed against LeBron and what he did back in the early 2010s, it was really good for the game because a lot of us thought this is the easy, lazy way to go try to win a championship. You didn't really want to grind. That's how I felt. And then I was rooting against him. I didn't care if it was the Spurs, the Sun. I didn't care who. I just wanted someone to beat him. And there are a lot of people that felt the other way. That's what's good for sports. Same thing with the Patriots. You either loved and respected what the Patriots did or you thought they were cheating, no good blankers. Great for both sides. You don't want to have disengagement. And a lot of times when sports just gets to be a cute, nice story, there's great, it's fun for the first year, but what would be good for the NBA, obviously we're going to want the Bucks to win another. We want the Bucks to be a dynasty, and I want half the country to hate them. That's what I hope for. And if you're a Boston Celtics fan, you should hope for that too.
The San Antonio Spurs of the 2000s, first decade of the 2000s, where they won those titles. They were a dynasty. People were not interesting.
I'll tell you who hated them. TV network executives hated them.
Sure, but that doesn't
Charles
make them,
Barkley never wanted to go to San Antonio.
That didn't make the NBA more interesting because the Spurs were good.
And I don't think the NBA would say we want to see the Spurs do what they did. I think the NBA loves all of the drama, and that's why they push all this the player movement. And the off-season, typically, of the NBA is more interesting than the actual season, which I don't think is good either.
And what makes for the best drama? Heroes and villains.
Well, no
and
blank.
That doesn't, and you that only doesn't really rely on a dynasty to
But
have
it
that.
Does. That's the part you don't fully understand.
John Calipari.
He is one.
No, he is a villain, and he did not have a dynasty at Kentucky.
He didn't have a dynasty, but he...
Best villain in college basketball up until last year.
Mike Krzyzewski for me, and they did have a dynasty.
And they did, sure. When you were doing your golf fishing biathlon yesterday, how many Coors Lights were involved?
Well, we
that?
Had a couple of Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill the mountains on. Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans. I made sure it was blue, and that's when I knew it was chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
All right, we're going to get to Green Bay Packers conversation next. A development in the three-way kicking competition yesterday up in Titletown, and then...
Football!
There were two. We'll find out which two are left and get Tausch's thoughts on the kicking competition as it continues into training camp. That's all in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.